step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, how are you guys doing? This is the Peaceman here talking about Far Corner Studios podcast is live right now, right here. I am Peace Moore, your host for Far Corner, live on air, voice over auditions for the character Benjamin Grant, the leader of Team Genesis. So, what happens? Far Corner Studios is producing a first animated teaser, and a voiceover is needed for Dr. Benjamin Grant, a.k.a. Benjamin Axon. All week, auditions were accepted at Behind the Voice Act, actors and actresses, and today we are closing it out to allow people to audition live here on air. You may audition or just listen in to the audition. Call in now, 646-716-7994. I repeat one more time, 646-716-7994. To audition, press 1. If you love and what you're hearing, please comment below. And if anything else, you know what? Share the 411 about Axon. I mean, I got named the Benjamin, including some incredible spoilers. I won't get into that yet. But in this event, my call, blah, 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 blah. So who is coming up next? Let's see who it is. We'll take a break right now, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
All I'm saying is, man, what happened to hip hop? You know what I'm saying? We need to get back to the way it was before. If you survive, then we need to bring that back.
Let's get back to hip hop. 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 Can't live without hip hop. That's why we need hip hop. Can't live without hip hop. That's why we need hip hop. I remember back then when hip hop was straight from the soul. Now we don't trade it in our history for diamonds and gold. 20-inch rims that spins, girls sliding our poles. Slipping coke cause she's convinced that it's good for her soul. Back in the days it was the bubble pants and all black shades. Salt and pepper mixed with heavy D and high top fades. Back then, beef was handled on stage with the crew. They hit the box and gave you seconds just to show what you do. It's called
hip hop.
Let's get back to
hip hop.
Let's get back to
hip hop.
Let's get back to
hip hop.
Can't live without
hip hop.
That's why we need
hip hop.
Can't live without
hip hop.
That's why we need
hip hop.
Hey. Now the seasons change and everything that smell ain't right. Innocent kids turn hustlers and thugs overnight. The crime rate high, we threat, so we stay in the trap. We hustle in traps, ability to speak through our raps. Now I'm convinced, good's intended, but the media's wicked. They take the violence that surrounds us, trying to prove that we're cricket. But if we all stood up and took control of our own, then they have to find something else to pin the blame on instead of
hip hop.
Let's get back to
hip hop.
Let's get back to
hip hop.
Let's get back to
hip hop.
Can't live without
hip hop.
That's why we need
hip hop.
Can't live without
hip hop.
That's why we need
hip hop.
See, I've been through the storms and I fought off the snakes. From the first apple pulled from the tree that we ate. The first sin was the 13th day when life changed. Ever since then, we bust in the air, so let it rain. I try to reach more, the more I reach, the more it dies. Like they're trying to take each soul that I touch from hell's fire, from drug dealing to gutter living. Show me a way. There's gotta be a better strategy for us to get paid. We need
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Hey, yeah. Let's get back to hip hop.
Old school.
Back when people was rocking shell toe Adidas with no laces. You know what I'm saying? Clocks around their neck, flavor flavor. You know what I'm talking about? Back when the music ain't do nothing to the tune. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back to hip hop. Back when it was pure. Back when they ain't do no harm. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah.
It's big deal in here.
They ain't ready for it. Hey.
Something new, but we're bringing it back. Spread the news like we under attack. Mr. DJ, gotta play this track. If you won't, then you don't know Jack. Something new, but we're bringing it back. Spread the news like we under attack. If you don't, then you don't know Jack. I won't be coming to your club, cause the DJ's whack. They're gonna take a chance on me. They say it ain't radio friendly, but I certainly don't agree. Oh, I never been the one to give up my integrity. Make the music I love.
Benjamin Axon. And you know what? Axon is a very interesting character in itself, but I'm going to give you a little background about him right now. And it's like during the war between the Alliance, the Mandarin and the legions of Hexadonera Federation, Benjamin Axon, was set back in time against his will to the year 1942, thus erasing his entire timeline. So, interesting enough, and knowing about that, it is a lot to know. So, you know what? It is crazy how you can talk about certain characters and their timeline, and how that has the reflection on the beginning of its story. So, we're going to move along. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this. Over the years, Benjamin adjusted to the living in the more primitive era. And while searching for his nemesis, who has a few decades leading on him, influencing events and current timeline, in order to stop him, the leader recognized that he must now take more active role in the events of the time against himself and imposing interference rules. Now, knowing these things about this character, it peels out that he's trying to catch up to this guy, and it's a lot going on within that itself. Now, we're waiting for some people to come in to this audition, but as we're doing this, we're definitely trying to give you guys a more detailed, layered, idea about this character, because this character has a lot of layers, and you guys should know about this if you're going to be the voiceover or the voice artist for this character. So moving right along, he has changed his name to Benjamin Grant and becoming an electrician engineer for the United States government in the 1959. Now, when he did that, it was crazy.
Hey, Peace.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Lincoln?
How you doing? How you doing?
Hi, how you doing? I'm sorry, John.
It's okay. All right.
I'm sorry about that. I try to keep the flow until you dropped in. Everybody, this is the creator, the writer himself. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself, and I'm going to shut up for a second. Everybody, here he is. Here we go. Boom.
How you doing, everyone? My name is Lincoln Parkson. I'm the editor-in-chief of Far Corner Studios, the creator of the Team Genesis and Delta Squadron titles. And I was listening in earlier. I was listening in from the beginning, but I didn't want to interrupt. You were doing a good job. You know, I thank you. But we're excited to know that people are interested in becoming the voice of Dr. Benjamin Grant, a.k.a. Lieutenant Commander Benjamin Axon. And so just to help Steve clarify what Axon's backstory is. So the story of Team Genesis really starts in the future. And Dr. Grant, who was a lieutenant commander in the Alliance, he was thrown back in time during a battle between the Alliance and Energox. And so Energox and Dr. Grant were thrown back to the past, at different points in the past. And so now that they're in our past, in the early 1900s, they now have to figure out how to move forward with their mission, with their individual missions. So Energox is going to use his opportunity to capture Earth as he did before, as he did in the First Galactic War, which we'll be discussing in the prequel that's going to come out later this year. And Axon now has to be in a situation where he has to intervene to stop Energox, because Energox is recruiting Jen. And we find out that their actions start to cause a series of other events that otherwise would not have happened, right? And it's the same time story that we hear all the time, where someone goes back in time, they move an apple to the left, and next thing you know, the tidal wave in Japan, right? So that's what we're going to start seeing, that they're going to make choices and decisions that's going to eventually erase what their timeline would have been. And so in that, we have Dr. Grant, who is able to live much longer than an average human because he is part alien. And Energox, of course, who is alien, who is able to live longer as well. They survive all the way into the 21st century. And in the 21st century, other things start to happen, which forces Dr. Grant to recruit these gems, who he later calls Team Genesis. And so what we have now is Team Genesis operating in our present, and the members of Team Genesis do not know anything about Axon's past. They don't even know his real name is Axon. His name is Lieutenant Commander Benjamin Axon. They don't know that. All they know is that he's Dr. Benjamin Grant. He's a billionaire. He owns his company, and he somehow wants to get back for some odd reason. And they all owe him a debt, so they're not in the position to really question him either. So he uses them in a way to fulfill his own mission without telling them what the real mission is about. And so the teaser is supposed to allude to these facts that I'm giving you right now. So that's why he says, you know, the fate of the galaxy is on their shoulders, and on their powerful shoulders, and then at the end he says, but I just can't tell them.
Right.
Does that give some clarity?
Wait, what did you say? I apologize.
I'm sorry. Did that help? Did that help give some clarity?
Yeah, actually, that broke down the synopsis, because you know more about it than I do. Like I said, I have to actually get the books. I know. They're going to be like, boo, and hear people in the background like, boo, get the books. How you never read about something? You don't know the books. But see, that's what makes it more juicier for reason for me to go to the comic book store now, reading on this and catching up with this. But that is very interesting. So basically, you're doing a cartoon, right?
Yes, that's the goal. The goal is to get a cartoon because, you know, the story is so much bigger than books. So
of course.
The goal here, really, I have to get it in a cartoon of some sort.
Yeah, because that way it could
really
be more explained. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine. It's that way, you know, and people can, I always felt like animation really kind of, I don't know, it tells the story so much better than the book can, because the book is limited. I mean, you're talking about panels, right? And you're talking about still, actually, you know? So there is little movement that goes on, and so there's a lot more you can do in a film or in a cartoon or in a you know, a live show that you just can't do in a comic book. And so the goal is always to lift it off the pages in a comic book and put it on a television or the silver screen, of course. So that's where we're going.
Right, and that will definitely flush out the story more for people to see the characters unfold and see how the story relates to, you know, everyday life. But, you know, it is actually, when you tell me about it, even though the kids don't know, or for instance, the soldiers don't know that they're on this mission without knowing they're on these missions, what's just so funny is that what separates itself is that you take the character and you threw him back. You threw him back. Instead of him being in the future, he's in the past.
And the fate of our galaxy rests on their powerful shoulders. But I can't tell them that.
Was that you, Peace?
No, that was somebody else. I was trying to figure out whose voice that was.
Oh.
Is someone still auditioning on the DL?
Sorry. I didn't get a receipt. This is Keith Smith.
Okay.
I was auditioning for the role, and I was just practicing the line.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold up. Get out of here. You be the DL. We're hearing you convey your structure to this character. And we've got to need an intro here. All right, my young friend, or my friend in general. What is your name, sir?
I'm Keith Smith. I'm 29 years old, an aspiring voice actor, aspiring comic book writer, and screenwriter. I'm just trying out for this role here of Dr. Benjamin Grant.
All right.
Okay. We would like to hear you.
Yes. Let's be quiet. I'm gonna be quiet for a second, and we're gonna hit you. What is your delivering lines? And you know what? You are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I am a man out of time, and the fate of our galaxy rests on their powerful shoulders. But I can't tell them.
I like it. Very nice.
All right now. So,
well, I can also do other voices. I could do stronger, sterner, guttural voices. I could do like monstrous voices. Let's see.
No. He's not monstrous. He's just a normal guy. Normal Caucasian male.
All right. Just stay on the character. Okay.
yes.
Yeah,
but if you would like to do it again with a different voice, I'm willing to listen to that.
Yeah, I was going to actually ask that. If you have a different inflection, because some people do voices, you know, they have a more darker tone or a more lighter tone, depending upon how they want to inflict the character. So go right ahead.
Okay. I am a man out of time, and the fate of our galaxy rests on their powerful shoulders. Tell them.
I like that. Okay.
All right. I like that. That's like a more superhero like. It sounds very defined, like, this is what I am a man. You know, I love stuff like that. I always like voiceover artists because they do so much. I mean, to the character, like without the voice, you wouldn't have the character. So, what do you think, Lincoln? Maybe.
Yeah, I think we're not gonna make a decision on the air. We're gonna review because this is recorded. We're gonna review, but I appreciate the tryout. I thank you. Can you say your name again?
Keith Smith.
Okay, Keith. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You like my contact information or anything?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
My cell phone number is 786.
No. Just give us an email address. Give us an email address.
Oh. It's KEITH_SMITH28@yahoo.com.
Okay. So we'll reach out to you through email, and we'll let you know.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Right,
thank you very much, sir.
No problem. You too. Take care.
Cool.
All right. Thank
wow.
you.
Thank you, sir. I love that. He was on the DL. You heard him in the background when we were talking. I'm like, wait, who? I thought that was you.
I thought that was you, Pete. I was like, oh, Pete Short.
Nah, B. Don't get me wrong. I love my TV, my cartoons, and my movies. And I have my moments of like, yes, the fate of the world rests on my hands. But I don't be saying that into the phone like that, bro. I just heard him speaking like in the background. And I was like, whoa, that was deep. This dude is talking. Wait, that's not Lincoln. You're Lincoln. You know what I mean? So I thought that was awesome.
And, you know, the interesting thing is the team is really thinking about, because the prequel that we have out is being written as a script. And at first it was going to be just a script that we write and we post for our readers to read for free. It was going to be just in a script format, and it was going to be some images to go along with it. But now the team is discussing whether we should do like a radio reading of the script, where it's almost like, you know how back in the day, like you used to
that might work too.
If we do that, that means we'll have to do more casting calls for all the characters at that point. That's going to be in the story. And the person who does it right for the animated teaser will continue to be the voice for Dr. Grant into the future. You know, we're hoping to keep the same voice.
Right. Yeah, because everyone always knows,
I mean,
like Batman.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to continue. I mean, you know, it's difficult. First of all, this practice, this is, like, not easy, right? This is a lot of work to really go do search and, you know, screen through all of the auditions and stuff. We're not Hollywood. It's like a three or four man show over here. Okay. It's like and three or four is really like being generous. It's really like one or two. You know, so you know, it is a lot of work. So we wanna make sure, and we wanna show appreciation for those who came out and gave us support at this early juncture, right?
I appreciate it too.
So, you know, if anybody who we select now for Dr. Grant, we will continue to use them at every moment that we have to have Dr. Grant's voice. So that...
Is there another caller?
I'm sorry?
Yes, we are here. It's called Radio Drama. That's right. So I would like to know if there's anyone in the background right now who's going to call in. Please call in right now, because me and Lincoln wants to know if you're going to be the guy, who's going to be the next guy to do this character. Someone's coming in? Yes or no? Let's see. But I'm sorry to cut you off, Lincoln. I was just trying to figure out, because I didn't want someone to creep up on us like they did last time. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, I thought I heard something in the background, so I thought somebody might have been talking, you know, under their breath or something.
No, it's fine.
Okay, we don't have no callers at this point.
So,
how are you feeling today, Mr. Lincoln?
I'm sorry?
How are you feeling today?
Good. You know, we're excited. This is new ground for us. I think no one on our team has ever done an animated anything, except for the people who are drawing it.
So, of course.
We're super excited about this. It's a very difficult and very expensive journey, but I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it. And it is kind of landed in our lap, to be honest. I mean, we were looking for just some new artists to do concept work. And a gentleman in the Ukraine actually said, "I think we should do an animation." And I was like, "I don't know if I'm ready for animation." So, and then he gave me an offer I couldn't refuse, and I was like, "All right,
Oh.
He really wants to do this. He really sees the potential in making this.
Okay.
Anime. I mean, people have said for a long time that it should be, you know, cartoon. It should be on TV. It should be this.
Yeah,
that.
But then you actually got the opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you actually get the opportunity.
I had to strike while the fire was hot, and
yes,
know, the opportunity
yes.
was in itself, so I had to jump in and try to make it work. I mean, we clearly were not ready financially and, like, time-wise to really do it, but, you know, I just said, you know what, we're going to do it. We're going to take it. We're going to take this chance. We're going to do it anyway.
Take this risk.
You know,
take this chance.
We had to. I mean, I didn't want to lose
the
opportunity. So
when a window opens, you have to jump. Got to go through it. When a window opportunity
exactly.
comes, you got to take it. Actually, that's how I got into the team field.
And you got to figure out a way to make it work. You know, you got to figure out a way to make it work. And
right.
So, you know, we've been building the plane as we fly it. But we're so far, we're still in the air. So that's a good thing.
That's good. And see, that's what this is all about. It's all about progress. And you see yourself making, you know what, let's put it out there real quick. Are you going to be coming to any comic book conventions coming up soon?
That is still up in the air because, like I said, the animation has really taken a lot of our resources. So we have to really
figure out
what are we going to be able to do this year. I mean, the next convention that we were planning on going
we're
to
working
was
on.
Baltimore.
Yeah, we're working on Baltimore, and we're just, you know, we're working on Baltimore. We're putting together our gym meetups, so we definitely have.
Yeah, introduce yourself. You just come on
the
air.
Hi, I'm the producer, Jackie, and I'm the marketing person for Far Corners.
I
so
was gonna say Jackie, but I didn't want to blow it up. But go on.
But, you know, we're the team and we're putting it together. I think anyone who listened can see. I mean, it just didn't take much to see how interesting the story is. And our voiceover auditions are really great. Because all week we audition over at Behind the Actor. And there were auditions submitted. Then we had our audition today. And there's some serious talent out there. So,
okay.
And with the opportunity to do the prequel as a radio drama, if anyone is out there who's also in business, so the opportunity for you to connect with the loyal fandom that is the comic book industry, our, we call them Jim, but they're loyal, you know, family friendly, so you have the opportunity to connect, so we're looking at moving forward, but our eyes are right now on Baltimore at the end of September. And
okay.
It's not easy to get into the Comic-Con. So if you want to
no,
press
it's
us
not.
In the Comic-Con,
no, it's not.
We can make it. Yeah, we can make it happen.
All right.
Far Corners is a favorite there. Yeah, so, you know, that's to everyone. But we have some exciting things going on, and we just want to all do it together.
Yeah, we got to push it like a wave. We're all on the wave. So we have some talent. Any more other people calling you?
We don't have any callers on the line right now. So, you know, we can close out because we're about our live time is about to go out. So if anyone else does want to call in now to 646-716-7994. Again, that call number is 646-716-7994. We just have a few minutes before we stop streaming live.
All right, man. I love that. I love that dude, man. He just started talking, and me and Lincoln were just engaged and was like, wait, that wasn't me? Was that what you This was like some old horror movie type stuff. Like, wait a minute. That wasn't me, bro. Was that you? I love that. That was awesome. But he went in. I mean, for what I heard. But go on.
So, Pete.
Yes, sir.
So I want to publicly shame you because, yes, you have not read Team
Do
Genesis
it.
At all.
Get me. You know what?
I'm
going to tell you. I'm going to apologize to you, okay? I am definitely going to apologize to you. For one, I have actually the utmost respect for you as an artist, as a person, a man of color, and you do a lot for the community, even working in the colleges and stuff like that. I'm not going to blow up on your whole spot, but I'm just saying, I am going to, when I get this check this Friday, it will go towards buying the material, because I want some people to know that I am involved. It's like any other work of fiction, you have to know about it, and I do need to know this. I'm going to say that. I do need to know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, listen, I know you're well-connected in the industry. You're well-connected in the community when it comes down to this cosplay, when it comes down to this, you know, comic book-related industry. So I thank you, and I thank you for your bringing your followers on board and helping to support Farquhar Studios.
This is a beautiful media. People don't understand. Like what we talked about before, people don't understand. It is very hard. If anyone's listening on this, it is very hard to get industry in no matter what way you're trying to get into. As a vendor, as an artist, as a writer, as an entertainer, as a voiceover artist. I mean, if you know your craft, or if you know your whatever you're putting out into the media, I mean, everyone has to understand there's different types of media. Of course, we all know that. But the fact is, if you know yourself and you're trying to get into an industry that doesn't know you, it is very, very, very hard. So I'm starting to get into the industry, just like Mr. Lincoln here. He's definitely in the industry. How long have you been in the industry itself? Just ask me.
Well, we're kind of young. You know, we were formed in December 2013. Our first book came out June 2014. So 6 months after we formed, we had our first book out. I mean, we moved very quickly. Our second book came out that November of 2014, actually. And then we put out a book the following year in 15. And then we put out another book in 16. I'm sorry, two books came out in 15. And then we started working on our fourth book. Our fifth book, the end of 2016 and into 2017. And so now we're in 2017 because we put a hold on the book so we can focus on the animated teaser really quick. And so once the teaser is done, we can go back to the book, which would be the book and the next book, which would be Delta Squadron number 2, Team Genesis number 4, and the prequel, which is 01 through 04.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very deep to them.
So it's in total, I'm hoping by the end of this year we would have about 6 books done. We would have 6 books in our bookcase, 6 books under our belt by the end of this year, and we will have at least a prequel and an animated teaser. And that means that that's in 3 years. So, you know, if you say 14 was our first year of producing books, yeah, that would be 17. This would be our third year. So I think we're moving fairly quickly.
Yes,
I think we're moving fairly quickly.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, I have noticed that
some people don't think we're moving fast enough. Say
wow.
That again.
I said, I think our time is up, and I think we can end. I just got a signal that our voice time on the radio drama is up, and we would like to see you conclude it some other time. But it's wonderful talking to you, Mr. Lincoln, for Far Corner Studios.
Oh,
and we will definitely continue this because, like you said, this is a legacy. This is something I think every person, doesn't matter if they're black, white, whatever color they are, should read this story and see this flushed out. And you do have a body of work in the works, and I think this is something that everyone should know. So my name is The Peace Man, and we have Mr. Lincoln himself for Quantum Studios. I would like to say goodbye, everybody. And, of course, Mr. Lincoln, you go ahead and tell everybody.
Thank you all, and I take care.
All right. Peace.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.